Welcome to the Anything Goes podcast. My name is Anna Richards, and this is my sacred space to have honest, real, empowering, fun, and big conversations. My mission is to not just motivate and inspire with each episode, but to push boundaries and teach you how to live your own life sovereignly, boldly, and unapologetically. I aim to bring you humor, depth, differing of opinions, and more. But one thing I can promise you is this is the podcast where anything goes. My loves, not only do I get to say welcome back to another episode of Anything Goes with Anna Rose, of course, I also beautifully and potently get to say welcome to the first episode of Anything Goes for 2024. I am recording this today, 23rd of January, and this is the first episode I will be recording for the year. I will offer, but I will not promise, that my intention from February is to endeavor to have one episode a week. But the thing is for me, let's just have a chat. Let's just front end this episode with a little bit of a personal chat from me. Although I have an incredible team that I am building out that I call my dream team of queens, I am still very much a one-woman show and I do a lot. So with my queens, I've got Kenny Kendall, who is my social media manager. I have Kel, who is my business development manager, but she more oversees everything and just does a lot of the vision casting and keeping me on track. And then I've got Jess, my incredible manufacturing manager, who is the go-between for me, manufacturing Tour Collective. So in terms of like PAs, copywriters, like a lot of women that would own three companies have, I'm not there yet. And call it what you will, which is probably a shortcoming for me in a sense. Like I bottleneck a lot for my own self, but I still give too much of a shit. I want to, like, I produce and record my own podcast, right? I will do all my own emails. I do all of my own copywriting. I do all my own DMs. I do all that. So podcasts have been sporadic, absolutely, in the last couple of years, to be honest. My ex-husband and I started this podcast in 2020. And I will always honor him for that. And those episodes are still up. So they are all still up. I've had so much advice being like, oh, you should just start it again and rebrand it, you know, the Anna Rose Show. And I'm like, but that's my life. And that was, you know, my life is my life. And I always take you along for the journey. So they're all still there is my point. 2021, I went through my separation and divorce. So I was very quiet on this front. 2022 was an enormous, and 2023 year in business and my companies. And by the way, this all actually will lead beautifully into today's episode. But yeah, so 2022, 2023 was enormous for me in business. I launched three companies, global companies, but I'm here. I'm back. And I really do feel like 2024 is the year I can absolutely commit to things like a weekly episode, because 2022 and 2023, whilst I was launching and scaling and developing three global companies, which is insane, I was also going through a really toxic breakup. I'm going to do an episode on that to come. And all the other things, right? Still healing from a separation and divorce as well. So here I am. Here we are. And I'm just so grateful that every time I do put an episode out, there's thousands of listens. So I'm really grateful for you, your consistency as a listener. And I apologize for my lack of consistency with episodes, but I endeavor to fix that this year, which I'm really excited about. So strap in, get ready, all of the things, it's all coming. And today's episode, however, is all about beginning with the end in mind. Now, this is an episode for all of you, anyone. I am very much going to focus on and have a conversation around all of my businesses. And I say company sometimes, I kind of supersede, like I go within, like
the word company and business because I did network marketing. So that's not a company in my opinion. Isagenix owned that. That was the company I had joined when I was 25. It's a company whose products I've still used now for 11 years in March, which is an incredible testament, I will always say to them. But that's not, it's not my company, right? But it is still my fourth business. So I still to this day have four businesses. Three of them, however, are my own companies. One of them is my network marketing business that I built since I was 25. So that is going to be the focus. However, if you do not have a business, this is still so wildly applicable to anything and everything in your life, including your health, your spirituality, your personal goals, especially. Okay. So I shared this the other day really quickly in stories. I put a couple of stories up just because I could have gone on and on, but I was actually by the pool, wanting to have some switch off time. It was a Sunday and my inbox absolutely exploded. So I thought, right, this is a really beautiful episode to flesh out and expand on the podcast. So here I am. So beginning with the end in mind is this ideology I have had for a very long time. I started, let's begin, right? So I started in network marketing in business when I was 25. That's really when this ideology absolutely hit for me. I had actually started in business and entrepreneurship when I was 18. I'm sure I've told this story somewhere, but I launched a dating website for 18 to 30 year olds called Possibly Maybe. And it was fucking huge. The risk was enormous. I was on $20,000. I've definitely told this story in an earlier episode, but I was 18. I was on $20,000 a year as a junior receptionist. I worked full time and the bank loaned me 10K. So, and that was the cost of my business. So I've been in entrepreneurship. I've been taking risks from a young age, but this ideology, which really changed my life in every single way and is fundamental to my success today, beginning with the end in mind, began when I started in network marketing. And this is going to land and help so many of you incredible women that I see sort of making a comeback almost in network marketing. I feel like it's had a real revitalization in the last couple of years. But I started in network marketing, and when I got shown my compensation plan, I don't build anymore, by the way. So I'm literally just sharing my stories to share my stories. I don't build. I take the product and I earn a beautiful passive income from that, from 8 years of flat out building. But started in network marketing. I was 25. I got drawn my company's compensation plan, and it was insanity to me, right? I thought, here we go. Uncapped. So for out, we had an uncapped, and it still is an uncapped earning potential. So it was an unlimited compensation plan, essentially. You never maxed out. It was low risk because I didn't have to carry product, blah, 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 right? It's not a network marketing podcast, but my success came from fundamentally that very night, because it was a dinner where the compensation plan had got drawn for me with a new friend who's a best friend still today who signed me up. But I went home and I remember saying to my now ex-husband at the time, who thought it was a raging scam and I'd been fooled, jokes on him, that this was it. I had this mindset from the very beginning that this was $1 million business for me. And that is how I came at it. I never started in network marketing from a business perspective. Products I still consume, like I said, 11 years on. I love the products, but they're like, to me, they're completely separate, right? So from day one, night one, my pack hadn't even been ordered yet. I had begun with the end in mind in my network marketing journey that it was going to be $1 million business for me. Now, in saying that, nothing in life is guaranteed. I know that better than fucking anyone. There is no guarantee in life. I could walk out this door today, touch wood, and be struck down by a car and die. Nothing is guaranteed, and I live and breathe by that ideology. However, I have this like 10X mindset. I was like, okay, well, the opportunity is there. Other people have done it, so why can't I? I did not have a big following. I did not have a big, I had definitely had a fantastic personal development mindset. I'd been individually self-motivated for 3 years at that point in personal development. So I had come in with a really strong temperament, essentially, and a really sound mindset, and that paid dividends. But it was this idea that I was like, $1 million plus, like infinite amount of income is on the table, so unlimited. And this is going to be $1 million business for me. So the next day, once my pack was ordered, I will never forget PK, who's, like I said, she was a stranger at the time. She was my sponsor, best friend today. She called me. I was on my way to boxing. So Friday night, a pack got ordered. I went home with this mindset and I said to Morgs, I'm going to earn $1 million. Like, I was like, this is $1 million business. Everyone can get the fuck out of my way. I'm on here. I had a boxing class at 7 a.m. the next morning. I already set my alarm early, and it was a Saturday morning, to get up because PK had like sent like the welcome email through or whatever. And I was like, I wanted to go through it because I thought, right, if I had $1 million business, which I've just started, essentially, Dream Pipe, how would that person act? Right? They'd fucking read their emails, I'd tell you that much. They would be self-motivated. They would take it seriously. And it was just what I did. So the next morning, I was literally the dream. Like, I am the dream sign up, but please no one slide into my DMs. It will always be a no. She called me. I was on my way to boxing. I said, yeah, call me on the way. Like, I'm on my way to boxing at 7:30 or whatever. And I think it was like 6:30, but I'd set my alarm for 5 a.m. And by the time she had called me, so boxing class was 7, so I would have been driving there at 6:30. By the time she called me, which she'd agreed to call me at that time, I had already watched the compensation plan a couple of times, like the video she'd sent me. I'd walked myself through my own website, like I learned my back office, and I was already like going through the Facebook group I'd been added into and et cetera, et cetera. So when she calls me at 6:30, she's like, all right, I'm just going to go through. I'm like, no, I like, yep, I know the box. I know this. I know how to unpack it. I know what to do. I know my cleanse date. And I knew, yep, comp plan, got it. No, Facebook group, I'm in it. Yep, I'm good. But is that what this call's about? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, I'm good. That's the kind of mindset of beginning with the end in mind. And anyway, cut to, I mean, I broke company records within weeks and months. I haven't checked in a couple of years, but I pretty much know for a fact they haven't really been beaten in terms of the percentage of what I would be in that company still today. And that's because I began with the end in mind. Now, remember, I didn't have $1 million business. So women that are like, oh, easy for you. Like, I did end up earning $1 million. I've earned over $2 million with that business. And that's cash in bank. That's not sales. That's not, what the potentiality, that is cash in my bank that I have earned, tax I've had to pay on that, et cetera. So that's just one of the businesses. But in the beginning, so I'll offer this as well, I shared that story. I had that posture. I believed and backed in myself to that extent. So when I say like begin with the end in mind, wherever you're at in your journey, right, be it your health, be it your finances, be it your spirituality, be it your relationships, be it whatever, you have that posture, you have that mentality, you have that drive and that motivation to possibly set your alarm a little bit earlier and get up. But for those women that are in network marketing, I probably will do a podcast for you separate. But for me, how I began with the end in mind when I didn't have the $1 million story, I didn't even have a $100 story. I'd earned $0 and 0 cents in the beginning. I knew where the fuck I was going, which was to that $1 million. Like, I wanted to build a team. I wanted to be one of the fastest growing teams. I wanted to impact women's lives. I wanted to get women paid. I was obsessed with the business model and the company. So that was the story I told. And that's where so many women trip themselves up. So I'm going to take it to health because that's so relatable to everyone. And this is my own journey as well in the beginning. Right now, if you are unhappy in your health, if you are not physically, visually where you want to be, or physically, just energetically where you want to be, two different things, but go hand in hand, and you begin with the end in mind, which is you in the fittest, most empowered, most incredible physical and energetic health of your life, beginning with the end in mind, would look like having your shoulders back when you walk into a gym, right? Because I tell you what, you do when you're in the best shape of your life. You do. You stand taller, you make eye contact, you do. And we all know that. So beginning with the end in mind is like not hitting snooze because you're like, oh, what's the point? Too late, not worth it. Who cares? I'll start tomorrow. That is a losing mentality. Not a loser, but a losing mentality. So beginning with the end in mind when it comes to business, health, relationships, anything is going, this is where I'm going. This is who I am going to become. And I am going to move and act and be from that space today. And I want to give a potent example. I'm going to keep going through some company examples as well. But, and again, a podcast is coming. I just want to get some experts on to help women that possibly haven't escaped it. But when I got out of my 16-year relationship and marriage, then got into a toxic, in the end narcissistic, in the end violent relationship, which was my next relationship out of my separation and divorce for 15 months, 16 months. With that, leaving that, I never was like, this is the end, men are all fucked. I didn't close my heart. I didn't close down anything, right? I still begun my life on day one of my healing journey with the end in mind, which was, and if you followed me for a minute, a moment, a month, a year, a decade, you know the language that I use. And I always, before I met Ryan, my now partner, but I call him a king because he is a king. I, in my healing journey, literally bleeding, battered, bruised, split lip, blood on the carpet, I was like, I am going to meet my king. This is not going to be my fucking story, right? I was still beginning my healing journey. This is so important. And this is what I truly believe that kept my heart so wide open and so my guards down and my vulnerability up and my femininity as a focus is I begun with the end in mind. And the end in mind for me was that king. So again, you have to understand this ideology is fundamental and central to my success in my finances, in my companies, in my relationships, with my friendships, everything. So I'm just giving you example after example. But as I said, in the suck and in the pain and in the hurt and in the literal blood and healing, the next day when I woke up and I was like, I got out, et cetera, I'm going to tell that story. And I began the healing journey and process. I wasn't like, I'm going to get better. And, you know, I was absolutely focused on me, but my end in mind was not to be a lonely spinster with 12 cats at the end of my life. It was to find the true king, to, you know, find the one I wanted to have babies with, to find the one I wanted to travel the true king. And the next day I woke up and one day I'll probably publish this particular journal, my healing journal of that entire 2 year existence, because there's just so much gold and pain contained in it. But in that journal, I was journaling about the king on day one of my healing journey. Day one, I began with the end in mind. The list, right? I started with a list and then I wrote how I wanted to feel, which was so many women miss this point, right? How I wanted to feel with him, how I wanted him to make me feel. Right? I wanted to feel safe. I wanted to feel giddy. I wanted electricity in my body when he touched me, when he looked at me, et cetera. Then I wrote the list because let me tell you, ladies, kings have lists too. They know exactly the woman they want to magnetize and date and marry. So I looked at my list and I was like, okay, he's out there beginning with the end in mind. And I was like, but he'd have a list. And I wonder what a king would have on his list to attract a true queen. And I wrote that list. Right? It's a guess. But Ryan was like, you peeled it off the pages. Like that is it. That is her. That is me. That is it. And I became her. But I moved from that space the entire time. I acted as if. I showed up as her in the pain. I 10x'd down on my healing. I got to work. I faced my shadows. I did all the things because I begun with the end in mind, right? Cut to then obviously launching. So that's like a couple of examples straight away on the biggest moments of my life, relationship, attracting and, you know, holding and dating the king. Absolutely killing it in my very first business of network marketing, putting myself in the top 1% in the world. I began with the end in mind. And then cut to the awakened woman. I can't share the stories that have transpired in the last week. They will be everywhere in time to come. I have just said, no, not yet. I want to see this vision through. But I want to let you know, and again, if you followed me a minute, a month, a moment, a decade, years, whatever, you know the posture and the vision that I've held with the awakened woman. If you don't, I encourage you to go back and listen. I've done the vision, funnily enough, powerfully. I have done episodes on the vision of the awakened woman. I've got the awakened woman, obviously, Instagram, if you go back and look at all the original posts. But I did not start that company or that project playing small. And the joke is, I always say, like, I didn't come here to fuck spiders. Like, I entered an industry unapologetically to disrupt. Now, the audacity of the audacity to say what I said, to hold even the vision that I held when I had negative 10 experience, other than obviously investing in crypto since 2017 and believing in the blockchain and all of those things, which I share comprehensively on the vision and mission for Tor, if you go back a couple of episodes. But the audacity I had, which I fucking love myself for, to begin with the end in mind on that project, I say as I tap a pen passionately on the desk, if you can hear it, is fundamental to its success currently and about to be. So with the Awakened Woman, so Tor, that, by the way, if you don't know, like Tor Collective, T-A-W Collective, which is my other, the third company, which I'll get into soon. But that's what Tor stands for, the Awakened Woman. So it's a whole empire and it's a whole symbiotic, beautiful ecosystem of just inspiring women to earn, move, think, et cetera, like they love themselves. So when I launched the Awakened Woman NFT, I had zero experience in the industry, but I had a fucking vision. I had a vision so big. I was saying I'm going to be the one of, if not the best and biggest projects in the world. I said, you know, we will have global attention, you know, all of the big people in that, like Gary V's, CEOs of blockchain companies, they will know my name. This is what I said. They will know my project's name. They will know my name, because that was the end that I had in mind, that we would be a sold out, enormous global phenomenon that proved to the world the fucking audacity I had, I tell you, that we would prove to the world, I would prove to the world that I created a business model, which is exactly what I have done, that bridged the gap between Web 2 and Web 3. So Tor Collective, obviously, again, please go back and listen to prior episodes if you're like, what are these companies and how is she doing this? Tor Collective is a normal active, like athleisure wear, phenomenal global company, and anyone can buy from that company. But ultimately, the Tor holders, so the NFT holders of Tor, the Awakened Woman, will pull 50% of profits from that project. And it will be done with blockchain technology. It is paid in ETH. Go and read the roadmap. I'll link it in the show notes, the Awakened Woman's website, which you can go read the roadmap and things like that. But my point is, I didn't come in whispering. I did not come in like with weak language, like, I think we can do this, guys. I think we can do it. You know, I'm going to try my best. Fuck that. I came in guns blazing with the end in mind. We will be the biggest project in the world. We will be one of the best projects in the world. I will ensure, no matter what, I will not stop, I said, until that occurs, et cetera, right? Strong language, can, will, do, have. Not try, hope, wish, whisper, maybe, do my best. No, no, no. I began with the end in mind and I cast the vision exactly like I did in network marketing, exactly when I wanted to call in a king, exactly when I, you know, have traveled the world, when I've moved my life across Australia, et cetera. It is the end in mind. And now, yeah, I'm going to get into failures in a minute, but this week, this last week, and again, I'm not sharing it because it is so enormous. There's a couple of reasons actually why I'm not sharing exactly what's happened, because first of all, I've always said also from day one that this will never be a project of hype. And if I actually shared the conversation that I was privileged to have this week with whom I had it and who is asking for dinner and meetings with me at Current on about the project, it would absolutely create hype. And I don't want that. That's actually the worst thing, in my opinion, that can happen on my project, because we will sell this project out with a Web2 community, which is exactly what I've got and exactly what I've done so far and exactly the vision I cast back in 2022. And I don't want hype. That was number one. Number two, I have said to this person that I will take the dinner and I will have the meeting and I will possibly say yes to the offer ultimately. Assume all you want, but you'll be wrong. I can guarantee you. But I want to finish this project myself because I started it and I'm really fucking proud and I can't be bought. I can't be, and it's not, no one's trying to buy the project. No one will ever be able to buy the project. But I said, you know, my reputation, I staked my reputation on this and I am so proud of that fact. And so I said, I want to finish the job I started, which for me is that very first airdrop of profit. Right? Whatever that is, what it will be incredible, but I'm like, whatever that amount is, could be a dollar, could be a hundred, whatever. It's just the first drop on a legacy of airdrops of profit to come. If you hold an NFT, obviously, but I want to be at that. I was at the start line by myself and I want to be at the finish line by myself. And I said, at such time as I do that, then I will accept these dinners and meetings that all these people that have found out about the project want to have, right? And it was funny because my incredible mentor essentially said, oh my God, Anna, well, at that point, that's game over. Like he was just like, then you're going to have 100 more requests, which is really exciting. But my point of sharing a little bit of what I've just explained is to say that audacity that I had, that vision that I had, that beginning with the end in mind, that I loudly exploded to the world consistently and have shown up in it day after day after day after day, beginning with the end in mind, is now starting to pay off. It already has. Even without that phone call, beginning with the end in mind, the project is exactly, or it's actually better than where I thought it would be. And I've done exactly what I said that I would do and we're succeeding. So if I had thought, well, you know what, it's my first project, like, you know, I'll start smaller and I can sort of test the market and I can do this and, you know, when and if I have success, then no, fuck that. I was like, this is the project. This is my vision. It's never been done before, but I know I can do it because I'm going to fail forward until I do, or succeed forward until I do. And that is what's happened. And now it's been unreal the last week to kind of just, it basically, the concept of what I've created was validated on a level that was incomprehensible to me from people in the crypto world that you can't get dinners with, which was phenomenal. I'll say that. And that's still not even giving you a hundredth of what's going on behind the scenes, which is really exciting. So beginning with the end in mind cannot be more powerful in calling forth and propelling you forward and allowing you the space in your own world to show up to the level that you've said you will show up for and to. Because the thing is, if you are going to whisper and say that we'll just try and we'll give it a go and, you know, I'm just going to see, then that's what you'll do. Like that's ultimately what you're going to achieve, right? But if you come at it with the end in mind, that might be bigger, that might be bolder, that might be more exciting, that might be something that you've never dared or tried before, then you're going to do that as well, right? Right? What is it, Henry Ford, that says whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So for me, beginning with the end in mind and having that massive vision for each of my areas of my life, so my health, my spirituality, my relationships, my friendships, my companies, applying this ideology is fundamental and central to my success. So then the last example I want to give, which is Talk Collective, because I just want to give you like real, tangible, real life examples. And again, I'm not there yet. So this is still, I mean, we are absolutely on our way. but I'm giving you, like I said, tangible real life, and this is the one I'm currently in example. I launched that again with the end in mind. And the end in mind for me is like tens of millions of dollars a year, like in revenue, profitability, yes, but that's like, I mean, that'd be a $1 billion company. So a 8-figure company a year, right? And this is fun. Like this, these are the goals. This is the vision. This is what I see for it. And why I want that is because the bigger I can grow this smartly, scale carefully, do all of the things that I'm learning and will continue to learn in this business world and industry, but ultimately safeguarding myself so it's like we're not too big too quick, our expenses aren't more than our profits, blah, 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 blah. So 8 figures with a very healthy profitability margin is the goal, okay? To then share 50% of profits every year, or the goal is also to get that to quarterly, which my accountants and financial planners know, and we've created systems now for that, just so everyone knows. But ultimately to be able to share quarterly, like yearly to begin with, and then quarterly profits with the NFT holders, global company, first of its kind in the world. That's fucking very spicy and audacious. Like, who do I honestly think I am to have come at my own goal with that level of conviction and audacity? It's enormous. It's ridiculous. And I honestly, like, I know if you follow me and you are a friend or a fan or a foe, it's like, yeah, but you've had success. And yes, 100%. But also that is a very big, audacious, terrifying goal to have. But I'm going to do it because I've begun with the end in mind. I know where I'm going. I know what I have to do. I know who I have to become. And every single day right now, this is the one I'm in currently, right? Beginning with the end in mind, this is the one I'm in currently. I am getting up earlier. I am staying up later. I have sacrifices in other areas of my life. I am looking after my health. I've never supplemented or had more of a health team around me than I do right now. I am investing in myself. I am putting brilliant minds and people and advisors around me to safeguard the company and safeguard myself, of course, as I grow and develop into this role. But anything and everything I have to do that the end woman would be doing, which is myself, when I've got the 8 figures, because we're going to do it, I'm doing quarterly airdrops of profit, you know, we're a household name around the globe, I'm impacting millions of lives. That's exactly who I will be and how I will show up in my life then. I will have a health team around me. I will be up early. I'll be looking, you know, et cetera. Now, I want to reassure you yet again, just to offer you the alternative, I absolutely was well within my right for my health, for my mental health, for my capacity, for my audacity to say, we're just going to start small. Like, it's the way to go. Like, that's like, I've got enough holders to like airdrop enough profit. Like, this is what I'll do. Because the goal is also 12, a collection a month. So 12 collections a year. You know, I'll do a couple of collections a year. Like, we'll plot along. It's going to 100th, like, unbelievably pay back the cost of what a woman's invested in an NFT. I've proven my point. You know, we've created the first business model. But that's just not who I am, and that's not how I dream, and that's not how I play at life. If I'm going to begin with the end in mind, if I followed my truest, deepest, most beautiful desires, it's not to be that girl. And I say girl because that's girl energy for me. Like, I want to be the woman that is leading a global company, that is in like disrupting industries, multiple industries, which is exactly what I'm doing with the business model that I have. And I want to impact thousands, because that's how many, like, there's 5,555 NFTs. There will not be that many holders. I think on average, it's going to be about 2,500 holders, I think, inevitably. Like, impacting thousands of women's lives from an income perspective, because they're getting passive income from the profits of Tor Collective. But then impacting millions of women's lives around the world who will be able to wear Tor Collective. Like, that's the goal that I ultimately have. If I look at the end of my life and I go, what is my legacy? That's what I wanted it to be. Impact on a global scale, putting money back into women's pockets who deserve it, who need it, and creating and disrupting entire new business models and disrupting industries essentially along the way. That was the end in mind for me. And that is what I'm working towards. So they're enormous goals, obviously. I play big. I laugh big. I play big. I get that. And the end in mind for you right now, it might even be a baby, right? Maybe it is a baby. Maybe it is that, you know, at some point this year or within the next 2 years, if you're really beginning with the end in mind, if you're in a relationship, be having those fucking conversations. If you're dating, this is the kind of example I want to give on a micro level, because I talk to women all the time in this exact example. If your end in mind, for example, is to be a phenomenal mother, to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever babies, and you're currently single and you're dating and you're in your late 20s or early 30s or 40, whatever, right? And the one of the first questions out of your mouth on a date isn't, you know, where are you at with kids? Do you have any? Do you want more? And you're not sharing your deepest desires that you can't wait to be a mother, then you are not beginning with the end in mind. And honestly, some of you will go, oh my God, that's so forward. Some of you go, yeah, that's me, sis. I do it all the time. The amount of women that I speak to or who ask me, did you have this conversation, for example, with Ryan? And I'm like, we had that conversation on the very first date. Very first. That was a conversation I had with every single one of my dates, of course. And they loved it because I was beginning with the end in mind. I want babies, right? For example, for you, okay, so that's a baby one. That's a micro level, right? That's fucking life-changing. It's macro, but it's like small-ish. Maybe you are yourself wanting to start a company or starting business or begin or change careers or do something pretty enormous with your life. Get radically clear on what you actually want that to look like, not in the imminent future, but in a legacy future. Like if you actually could have all of your goals and dreams and deepest desires, how would that company or business or income look coming into your life in the end? Because and then begin with that. Talk about that vision. Call that vision in. Show up as the woman. So, and then think about that, right? So show up as the woman who, when she achieves that end, how does she show up? How does she speak? How does she come at life? You know, is she a woman that would be hitting snooze every morning? Probably absolutely not, I can assure you. Is she a woman that is prioritizing things in her life that she shouldn't be, which is taking away from her actual time and attention that should be going towards the actual big goal? Absolutely not. Right? And this is what I mean. This is the clarity and conviction that you can have in your own life, in any area of your life, when you begin with the end in mind. So that is that ideology. I wanted to, as you can see, I could have ranted for hours in stories, but I love that we have it in this little space and home now. So I'm going to leave it there, but that is this energy of, if you sat down and you wrote a list of your deepest, truest, most beautiful, most expansive, most alive, most lit up, most on fire dreams and desires for your business, if you haven't got a business, if you wanted to start a business, what would it look like? What would it sound like? What would it sell? What would you be earning? Where would you be selling? Is it global? Is it local? And local's beautiful. If the end in mind is local, let it be local. I'm global. That's my end. Doesn't need to be yours, right? Then your relationships. I'm not saying break up with them, but I'm like, if your end in mind is to have that like wild, passionate, beautiful, hot sex with the love of your life, and he's a true king, and he's like showers you in your love language, and you have unbelievable communication, like the list, right? This is all mine. And you're not there yet. Begin with the end in mind today. And that can be writing that list and sitting with your current partner with love and no blame and no shame and no nagging and no criticizing. Like, you don't do this. It's like, hey, babe, hey, my love, hey, baby, whatever. This is a dream that I actually have for us and our relationship. And I would love to work with you to make this happen. And what can we do as a partnership and as individuals to get on this path today? This is something I do in Fuck Like You Love Yourself with Self Love School. By the way, that's just like one of the little things. So that's relationships. Then it could be your friendships. right? Who, what's the end in mind? Do you want some of the, which is a huge thing for me, some of the most gorgeous, supportive, brilliant, capable, loving, like secret keeping soul sisters, inner circles of your life? Okay, well, begin with that in mind. If you've got naggy, bitchy, annoying, like energy sucking friends right now, sis, you ain't beginning with the end in mind. The end in mind of that is just more nagging, criticizing, bitching, energy sucking. So maybe you cut some, you start to cut back on spending time with them. Maybe you start to go to different events where other like women that are empowered hang out, right? Maybe that is freaking joining a new club of like a, like not, or I was going to say mother's club and I'm like, oh, I'm allergic to them. But like maybe it's starting your own mother's club, right? That drink wine and love to talk positive and dream big and help each other and create this ecosystem of love and support. Whatever it is, begin with the end in mind and go after it like your life is on fire and it depends on it, because it does. I promise you it does. That is the point of it all. If we are not here alive, pursuing our deepest desires and living from a space that is just lit up, then we're not truly living. So I'm going to leave it there. I hope you got something out of this episode. If you did, share it. Send it to a sister, send it to a girlfriend, send it to a bestie, share it online. I appreciate it so much. Make sure you tag me so I can see it and share it, and love on you endlessly. But I will chat to you soon. I hope you have a beautiful day, a beautiful week, a beautiful month. And as I always say, it's a beautiful day to have a beautiful day. And I really, truly hope you go and live it. Bye for now. thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, I hope you got something out of this conversation that you can use to challenge your own status quo. If you like what you heard, it would mean the world to me if you shared this episode on your socials to help get this podcast more out in the world. Don't forget as well to tag me personally at @TheReal_AnnaRose so I can thank you personally. If you're also loving the conversations, leaving a review on iTunes by going to the podcast, scrolling down and clicking leave review will help even more amazing humans that need to find me and these conversations find me. As always though, I am eternally grateful that you're tuning in, and until the next episode, know that I am always cheering on your sovereignty and success.